Podcast, iPod.org, podcast, openpodcast.org, podcast, podcasting almost live, everything digital podcast.
And it's Friday, November 5th, 2004, and welcome to the Everything Digital Podcast. I'm going to start by talking about my slightly new setup. I have hopefully perfected the recording process, and it should be slightly clearer. There was a buzzing sound last time that that I noticed when I played it back, which should be eliminated this time, but I'll have to see. I'm also now using SoundFlowerBed to route the sound to my headphone instead of using the playthrough feature of Sound Studio, so that should help a little too. Also, I've got a new intro, which you probably noticed. You probably recognize some of the voices in it. I just took bits and pieces of different shows. It was actually pretty easy to do because the word podcast, the waveform of it, is so easily distinguishable. It's two sort of circles right next to each other, and it's pretty easy to find looking through the different podcasts I have on my computer. So this is actually my second take here. My first recording of this podcast was deleted somehow. I'm using Sound Studio, which is not the the most stable program for recording audio, and it quit on me, and it did leave a a backup file on my hard drive, which is supposed to be able to just I can open that right up and have my whatever I've recorded right there, but turns out it was about a minute of the show and it was all static. So that didn't really work out, and so this is take two. I don't really have time to do all of what I did in take one, but I'll probably be able to do at least some of it. it really doesn't seem like the world wants me to complete this this podcast. So anyway, I'm gonna get started. First, I'm gonna talk about the recent election, and then I'm gonna talk about something Apple is starting to do with iTunes software. Then I did have an audio quiz, but I think I'm going to put that on the show next time, because I don't think I have time for that tonight. I'm just too tired right now, and too fed up with Sound Studio quitting, because I think the error was my hard drive didn't have space for all the audio. I have a pretty small hard drive. Starting with the election, I have some compo music.
This land is your land. This land is my land. I'm a Texas tiger. You're a liberal wiener. I'm a great crusader. You're a Herman Munster. This land will surely vote for me.
This land is your land. This land is my land. I'm an intellectual. You're a stupid dumbass. I'm a Purple Heart winner. And yes, it's true, I won it thrice. This land will surely vote for me.
You have more waffles than a house of pancakes. You offer flip-flops. I offer tax breaks. You're a UN pussy. Yes, it's true that I kick ass. Ha! This land will surely vote for me.
You can't say nuclear, that really scares me. Sometimes a brain can come in quite handy. But it's not gonna help you, because I won three Purple Hearts. This land will surely vote for me.
You're a liberal sissy.
You're a right-wing nut job.
You're a pinko commie.
You're dumb as a doorknob.
Hey, you got Botox.
But I still won 3 purple hearts.
This land will surely vote for me.
This land was my land.
But now it's our land.
From California to the New York Isle.
What I do?
From the liberal wieners
to the right-wing nut jobs.
This land belongs.
This land belongs.
This land belongs to you and me.
And that's This Land Is Your Land from the people jibjab.com. I'm sure most of you have seen their election cartoons, I thought I would play the soundtrack, download it off of iTunes, and hope you enjoyed that. On the election, Kerry has conceded, for those of you who don't know, that means Bush is our president for another 4 years. Basically, during the election, it came down to Ohio. Both candidates needed Ohio to get their 270 required electoral college votes, whichever one won Ohio would be over 270, and the other one wouldn't. And Bush won Ohio, so Bush is now going to continue to be the president. We'll see if he can turn things around. I don't know. It's not looking good. We'll see, though. Something interesting on the election. During the last couple hours of the election, all over the internet, web blogs started crashing. All the servers were highly taxed with bandwidth problems. And even the candidates' own pages were really slow because of all the people accessing them. I was on CNN.com's election tracker, and every page was just loading excruciatingly slowly. And although CNN.com's servers are pretty robust, some of the smaller sites did end up crashing or being taken down by their provider. Moving on to Apple and iTunes, they are now forcing users of iTunes 4.2 and below to upgrade to iTunes 4.7 in order to use the Music Store. Now Apple says less than 5% of their users have 4.2 and below, they're touting better features of 4.7. They're saying it can do iMixes and Party Shuffle, which are pretty nice features. However, what they're not mentioning is that they're also taking away some pretty nice features. They're probably the most inconvenient change is they're taking away the iPod download program, which used to be able to grab songs off an iPod and download them to your hard drive. So if your computer crashed, you'd be able to have all your music back very quickly. However, now there's probably going to be a third-party solution, but I haven't really heard of anything yet. Also, there's a couple other things. Now users cannot use any third-party programs to share their music. Apple's sort of closed that loophole, so now only the authorized iTunes music sharing built-in server can share your music. I'm sure there will be some sort of workaround in the future, but we'll see what happens. It seems like Apple's definitely pleasing the record companies with these new updates. Seems like the record companies seem to have a lot of control over how Apple regulates this stuff, and they're really concerned about this legal music sharing. Maybe a little bit too concerned. I mean, you do legally own the rights to the music, a private license, once you download it off the music store. So you should be able to legitimately put it on another computer, say your office computer, or you should be able to back up your songs. But the record companies apparently want to make sure that every possible measure is taken to prevent copyright infringement. And I don't know. I mean, seems a little strict to me. Of course, there will be people that will violate it if it's too loose. But I don't know. I mean, there's got to be a better way to enforce this stuff. So anyway, this mandatory update isn't extremely inconvenient for most people. And most people have versions newer than 4.2 anyway. However, for those who do have to upgrade from 4.2, and also for those who are accustomed to using iPod Download or to using these third-party sharing programs, is definitely going to worsen their user experience. I think that's all I've really got for today. As I said, I didn't have an audio quiz planned, which I may or may not do on the next installment of the Everything Digital podcast. I will see you then.